Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. This is a very special program. Very, very special program. Welcome all of you in the beautiful, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona area, Southern California, San Francisco Bay Area, and Seattle. I wish you all welcome. And of course, everyone listening around the world on the internet. I have listeners in Norway, Africa, and all over the place. Yes, my name is Roland. I'm your host, and I will be here at this time to bring you this very special program. The idea is this. Many people are missing something in their life. Something is missing. They have an interest in the spiritual side of life, but they don't quite know where to go. Maybe they've been turned off by Christianity, or they've tried all kinds of things. You know, a lot of people have tried a lot of things, including myself. They've tried a lot of things. They've tried yoga and Buddhism. They've tried different brands of Christianity. And they've tried just about everything you can imagine. But they haven't found the real thing. The real thing is that extra dimension. It's actually what they're looking for. Well, like I always say, they're looking for the Father they have never known. Why is it that people have a problem finding the real thing? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, they don't know where to look. You have to look within. You can't study your way to God. You can't find God in a building somewhere, or in a book, or in music, no matter how nice. And the other thing is they've been turned off to... Well, you know, there are a lot of organized groups around. It's called churchianity. They've been turned off by that. And then there's a lot of confusion. You know, there are thousands of different kinds of, quote, spirituality, but all it is, it's the hand of man. It's the hand of man. And what people really need is the hand of God. The other thing that's happened to people is that they are blocked. They're blocked from finding that extra dimension in their life. They're blocked. And what has blocked it for them is people, I'm sorry to say. They resented their parents. They resented their dad who wasn't for them. They resented other people who were phony or who were hypocrites or who lorded through it over them. See, that block has blocked many people from finding the spiritual side of life. It's a truism, it's a true statement, that resentment blocks us from God. Maybe if there was only one thing that I would say on today's program, that I would like to leave you with on today's program, and that is that resentment, yes, resentment, blocks you from God. Now, who do we resent? Well, we resent our wife, our husband, our boyfriend, our girlfriend. We resent our neighbor. We resent our parents. We resent, like I said, our mom, maybe our mom was bossy or pushy, complaining or nagging all the time. We resent our dad who wasn't there for us, even if he was decent. See, some of us didn't have a decent dad. Some of us did. If he wasn't there for us, we resent him for not being there for us. If he was there, if he sat in the living room or was out in the garage working, so on and so forth, he was decent. He was decent, but something was missing. That's the thing, you see. So with all the confusion in the world and all the resentments that we have against other people, well, it's amazing that anybody finds it. We do. We do find, and the reason we find what we've been looking for is because we search sincerely with all of our heart. My name is Roland. I'll be right back after this very important announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues?
Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, but I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a church. I do not work for a church. I don't have a church. There's nothing you can join. You can just listen to me on the radio or visit my website. And perhaps I can help you. What do I have to help you? Well, first of all, I come armed with a refreshing breath of fresh air, the truth, which is very refreshing. And I also have some wonderful meditations, most of which I give them away. I have books. I've written 16 books. You can find them on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, different places, paperback and ebook form. And I've been around for almost 25 years. 25 years on the radio. And my message is a very simple one, and that is, if you would like to find what you've been searching for all your life, and if you would like to find peace of mind and help with your relationship issues and your financial issues and all your emotional issues and so on, then please listen to my program, because it's very special. Very, very special. Now, the other thing is, I'm a volunteer. Like I said, I don't work for anybody. So I have no axe to grind. I'm just here to help. Been doing this for 25 years. I don't know how I've survived so long. I'm in my early 60s now. Here I am. Oh, yes, and I grew up in Utah. Then, of course, I went to California to go to college, and, well, I ended up staying in California, but I go back to Utah sometimes because I love the West. So, where was I? Oh, yes. So what is it that ruins our relationship? What is it that ruins our life, that makes us anxious and nervous and depressed and unhappy and so on and so forth? Well, the main thing is resentment. Yes, it's resentment, ladies and gentlemen. And not only does resentment ruin just about everything, especially marriage. I wrote an article. I want to mention this, and that is that you can probably imagine what the most popular topic is that I help people with. What do you suppose it is? And most of the books that I sell and so on, it's relationships. Yes, indeed. I'm very, very good on the top relationships. So if you have an issue with your husband or your wife, or you have something against your dad, he wasn't there for you, and so on and so forth, then you better keep listening to me and get my books. But what do you suppose? Oh, yes, so I wrote an article, and it was called, What is the Number One Cause of Divorce? What is the number one cause of divorce? What's the number one reason why people get divorced? And some people will say, well, it's incompatibility. Some will say, no, it's sex. Some will say, it's infidelity. Some will say this and say that. The number one reason, you know what it is? I'll tell you. This is based on almost 25 years of experience. I'll tell you what the number one reason for divorce is. Are you ready? Go ahead and take one more guess. No, it's not finances. Yes, people do argue about money. There's no question about it, but that's not the reason. You know what the reason is for divorce? The number one reason? Resentment. It's resentment. Resentment ruins everything. It ruins everything. And it makes us guilty. And it makes us depressed. And it makes us fearful. And it makes us anxious. It does a lot of bad things, and it also cuts you off from God. See, somewhere in the Bible it says, I don't talk about the Bible too much. Mainly I just turn the microphone on and say what comes to me. But once in a while, you know, I need to mention it. And it does say something. God said, if you don't forgive your brother that you can see, then I won't forgive you, or something like that. You know, doesn't it say in the prayer, forgive us as we forgive others? There's something very magical about forgiveness. But most people don't know how to forgive. I can help you with that. Forgiveness doesn't mean being nice to people. Forgiveness means dropping resentment. Forgiveness doesn't mean making nice and pretending nothing happened. No. Forgiveness is dropping resentment. So, I can help you with that. That's what my meditations help with, by the way. They help you drop resentment. They help you refind your calm center of dignity. They help you to find the spiritual side of life. It's that simple. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, it's evolved over the years. It started off a long time ago. I used to call it something like common sense when I started almost a quarter of a century ago. And then it became Ask Roland, Talk to Roland, so on and so forth. It's become Talk to a Pastor, and you know why? You know why? Because that way, number one, I like it. Number two, that way people kind of know where I'm coming from. They know I have a little Christian perspective on things. See? But the other thing is, there are a lot of, like I said earlier, a lot of people have been turned off to Christianity because the Christians they've known have been Christians in name only, or they haven't been that very good of Christians, or they've been hypocrites. See? And so we tend to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm sure you've heard that expression, to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So basically, if people, you know, it's like if a person gets scared by one dog, then after that they are afraid of all dogs. Well, a person has a bad relationship with one Christian, especially if it's their parent, especially if it's their dad. And then after that they reject Christianity, see? And then the other thing is, we live in a mostly secular society, which there's parts of that I don't mind. I don't mind so much. You go about your business, nobody tries to force anything on you, and you're free. One of the things we have here in America, we have freedom. I love freedom. But the only thing is that you're not likely to hear the message spoken quite clearly as I do in calls and so on. So it's good to listen to me. My name is Roland. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, 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 yes. The question was, are you suffering from stress? Well, if you are, you have found the right program. I have a very nice little meditation, incidentally. It's called my 5-minute meditation for stress. It's really, really good, and it's free. If you're interested in my free meditation, reading about it, listening to it, trying it, just go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. So you see, suppose that you were to practice a little meditation and calm down and not be so emotional. See, the other problem is remember I've been talking about what's missing in our lives, what's missing? Well, we say love is missing, fulfillment is missing, and so on and so forth. Well, it's really God that's missing, our Creator is missing. See? But how are you going to find your Creator? You know, a lot of people, they don't want to go to some building somewhere. They don't want to go somewhere where people are going to push something on them and pressure them and try to bamboozle them and awe them and wow them and, you know what I mean, put their hands all over them. They don't want that. They just want to quietly see for themselves what is true. See? Well, that's a nice thing about listening to me on the radio, is that I'm just talking. And so you can listen and enjoy hearing my refreshing tone of voice, my refreshing approach, and there's no pressure whatsoever. That's really nice. So look, suppose then, so you say, all right, I'd like to find what's missing, and I see that I'm resentful. I see that I'm resenting my wife. I see that I'm resenting my husband. I see that I resent my kids. I'm impatient with my kids. I don't want to be. I wake up in the morning and I see my kids there in bed sleeping, and they're so sweet. I don't want to be impatient with them. But then somehow as the day goes by, I become more and more impatient, see, which means resentful. And then I yell at them or something, and then I'm sorry about it, and then I feel guilty, and then I'm real nice to them, and then they ask for money or something, and I give them money and everything, and then they take advantage, and then I resent them again. And same with my husband. You know, he does things that irritate me, and I resent him, and then I feel guilty, and then I'm extra nice to him, and when I'm nice to him, then he takes advantage, and then I resent him. You see how that works? All right, so we've got to stop that cycle of resentment, guilt, resentment, guilt. Now, why do we feel guilty and bend over backwards to be extra nice? Sometimes to the very people that look, there's so much I can tell you, but let me just say, I'm going to be here at this time. And so if you were to start listening into this program, maybe eventually getting one of my books or listening to the meditation or something, it could do you a world of good. Could do you a world of good. So we've been talking about what's missing in our lives. I said the spiritual dimension is missing. The real thing is missing. See, the real thing. And that would be love, of course. See, we say, well, love is missing. I feel unhappy and unloved. Well, you know why? It's resentment again. It's resentment. See, love could spring forth from within if you weren't resentful. Remember I said that resentment blocks us from God. So that's your homework. Just go out in the world now and watch for chances to overlook people's imperfections. It doesn't mean that you don't see their error or their wrong, but just don't resent them for it. Don't judge them for it. See? That's all. Discern their error, but don't resent them. Especially with your own family. My name is Roland. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I bid you all welcome, and I'm glad you're listening to this program every week at the same time. And if you happen to miss the program or only hear part of it, which is quite common, then you can listen to it in my archives at commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Now, so far, I've said something is missing in our lives. Part of the problem is resentment. So now you've seen that. You see that you have to let go of resentment. At least I've made you aware of it. Maybe nobody ever told you before. See, you go to all the psychologists and all the different counselors, and even church and so on and so forth. You hardly ever hear anybody talking about resentment. One time, I remember I was listening to watching Christian television many, many years ago, and they had a nice Catholic priest there, and he was talking about resentment. He wrote an article on it, and I practically leapt out of my chair. Finally, somebody was saying it. Okay, but I'm saying it, and you heard it. So now you know. Now you know what defeats you. Now you know what makes you unhappy and anxious and guilty. It robs you of courage. It's resentment. Okay? All right. Now, the other thing I want to tell you before we run out of time, I'm only on for half an hour, is that the other problem we have that blocks us from finding all the good things that I've alluded to, peace of mind, a sense of well-being, patience, all those wonderful things that we want to have, what blocks us is we're too emotional. I've been talking about resentment. All emotion, we're just too emotional, especially anger. We get angry. We get irritated, exasperated, or we get too excited. We get too excited and we spend too much money. We buy things we don't need. We eat things we shouldn't eat. See what I mean? So it's resentment. So not only is it resentment, but it's all kinds of emotions. We're too emotional. And when we become emotional, we get lost in thinking. We get lost in the imagination. So we're lost in the imagination. We sit around and plan and scheme and worry. And plan and scheme and worry and fret and plan and scheme and rehearse what we're going to do never works out right. So what you need to do, and that's where my meditations help, is get out of your imagination, get out of your worry, get out of your emotions, stand back, get recentered. See? So we've covered a lot of ground. We've covered a lot of ground today. Perhaps you can see now that life could be sweet. Life could be so sweet if only, see, you learn to down, not be so emotional. If you could get out of the squirrel cage of thinking where it's mostly negative, right? All those negative thoughts that approach and attack us when we're lost in thinking. What's the old expression? Most of the things we worry about never happen anyway. So if you sit around and worry all the time, you're not going to find any answers down there in thinking. All you're going to do is get bogged down in it. It's like a swamp down there. So you need to come up to the beautiful fresh breezes and the blue sky and the white puffy clouds. Get out of all that negative thinking. Get out of your emotions. See, become centered, get a little perspective on things, and go out in the world, okay? And go through life as if you were a tourist. You know how what it's like when you go on vacation, and it's so much fun to see all the wonderful sights,
Well, you're going to have to look at life that way from now on. Don't resent people, please. Don't resent your mom or your dad or your wife or your husband or anybody. Go through life with a carefree attitude. Life could be so sweet. My name is Roland. Please listen to this message. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed. Please listen to my program again next week, and be sure to check out my meditations and my books. You can look inside them at Amazon. Try the meditation, the free 5-minute meditation. I think you'll like it. And please listen in, like I said, again next week. In the meantime, go to commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.